Welcome to the museum's unveiling of the ectoplasmic salmon settee number one.
Clausen Memorial Museum Board Secretary Jessica Iremia explained the bench came to Petersburg with the Decolonizing Alaska exhibit last fall.
And while this bench was on display in the library, this actual piece of art in particular really got the curiosity and love of the community. And so many people in town had the feeling that this bench needed to stay here. And so Roxy Lee got a kind of a movement going, and along with Karen Hofstad, they raised enough money to purchase this bench and gift it to the museum.
Three of the four artists, Ray Troll, Dolores Churchill, and her grandson, Donald Varnell, attended the installation. Nathan Jackson also worked on the piece. A Do Not Sit sign has been on the bench following its installation, but that's not permanent. It's only there while a final coat of varnish cures.
There's no script here or anything, but we thought, let's just go sit on it. Yes. So this is a bench, and we're going to sit on it. I'll sit over here.
It's kind of sticky.
Just a little sticky.
The work is 9 feet long and 7 feet high, and it's built from old-growth red cedar. It's adorned with twisted cedar bark rope, acrylic paint, fishing line, and diamond plate aluminum. The project took shape when Troll sketched out ideas for the bench, but handed over the lead on the project to Varnell, who said it was a challenge collaborating with titans of the art world.
It's like, how do you tell Nathan Jackson what to do? You know, how do you tell Ray Troll what to do? As a teenager, I grew up with these guys. These guys were my heroes. And I was given the opportunity to be the boss, but that didn't work out very well.
His grandmother, Churchill, told a story of Varnell's frustration.
I was at home, and Donnie comes in, and he said, I hate that piece. I'm going to burn it. I was so mad at him. We never yell at one another. He and I were just yelling and screaming at one another over this piece. He left, and the next day he came, and of course we forgave one another right away.
The work centers around the theme of salmon. Troll painted a king and a coho across the back underneath a full moon. Varnell's carved bear heads bite into those fish above his colorful cascading river. And Varnell says he enlisted his grandmother in the project without her knowing about it. Churchill added a fringe of deer toes underneath the bench and said those toes came from Petersburg.
I was here teaching quite a few years ago, and I was being interviewed on the radio, and the announcer asked me if there was anything else he could do for me. I said, oh yes, I need deer toes. So he said, well, now you'll get them because you're on the radio. And so I went out and went home, and then I went on a trip for 2 weeks. I came back to the post office, and the post office said to me, Dolores, you have to get that stinky box out of here. Apparently the deer toes started to smell, and they, because it was a government post office, they couldn't throw it away. So anyway, it ended up that my deer toes from Petersburg got put on here.
Troll explained the deer toes are meant to make noise, and he joked about the bench's new home outside the borough assembly chambers.
Donnie had this idea to add the deer toes. I remember when he talked about it, but he thought it'd be a fun thing that people could sit on the bench and just kind of clack or
run. Yeah.
So if you're nervous about what you've got to say in there, you sit out here and get all.
Troll also hoped that people would use the spot to sit.
A perfect spot, like I said, for this bench. I think it is meant to be used and sat upon and enjoyed, and I hope that the city. The fine citizens here like sitting on it, and we might just do a little, I don't know, I think it's good. We might support, in case there's like 15 people on this bench, but really it is meant to be used, and utilitarian, but it's an engaging piece of art, and thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
Nathan Jackson completed Tlingit salmon designs on the bench sides, which reflect in the aluminum above. The work was completed in 2014 and is the second collaboration for Varnell and Troll. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.